Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, find out if Matt Dyson believes this is better than the original.
Nothing like the original. Little one, don't forget my son
to include everyone. Yeah, this is my jam.
Add it to the soundboard. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Right now, up in our grills, is the Social Ammunition with Matt Dyson.
Yes, David, and boomers talking in Gen Z slang is the new genre taking the socials by storm. Okay. Already this week, we've had that the B&B owner who said slay quite a lot.
Slay.
Remember her? And then we had the cringy man from Curry's who was also...
Brett Summer at Curry's, my guys.
Oh, wow. He was a sight to behold. Now, Absolute Radio's very own Emil Franchi has unearthed a classic in the genre on TikTok and shared it far and wide. This has come from the unlikely source of the Beamish Museum, which is in the northeast.
Could recommend it highly.
It's like an open air museum, one of those villages that looks like it's set in the old times, and you can wander around it. Like Iron Bridge, Dave, which I know you're familiar with.
What do you mean set in the old times? I travelled back into what?
Yeah, and they have done one where they use Gen Z slang, and just to have a listen to this in action, it's great.
Uh-huh. The vibe's in here. Immaculate. This toy shop, 8. This tram slaps.
This tram slaps, amazing.
Rhubarb and custard. The goat.
The goat.
Smell of this bakery is sending me. Giving me main character energy.
Main character energy.
See how she operates, see Eagle Press. Very mindful, very demure. Slay.
Slay.
Whether you want to vibe with friends or on your own, get yourself to Beamish. We always understand the assignment.
No,
brilliant. I love it.
Amazing.
So
stuff.
He's talking like the future, he's surrounded by the 1800s.
It's the perfect combination. The perfect combination. I'll share it on Twitter if you've not seen it yet. And then the other perfect combination, Dave, is a great musical creation that you found.
Oh, sent you this last night, didn't I?
This last night.
I was watching the Mercury Music Prize, flicking through my phone, and this popped up.
Wow. And it's an amazing, it's called Yacht Sandman, and it is like an 80s, almost an 80s funk version of a Metallica classic, and it is amazing.
Anna, you're going to love this.
It slaps, kids. Nothing like the original. Little one, don't forget my son
to include. Yeah, this is my jam.
Add it to the soundboard. This is my favourite bit. Sleep with one eye open. Oh. Gripping
your pillow tight. Exit light. Oh, it's
all
amazing.
The rock fans
love
are going,
it.
Stop that!
I mean, I don't want to anger all the rock fans, but it's better than the original. Come on. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later on a Save Your Day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
One Breakfast Show, 9 different playlists. If you're listening on the main station, that's all, which is the brand new one by Snow Patrol. Anna, what do you think?
Yeah, this is my jam.
Great, thanks a lot, Anna. That's wonderful.
I actually love that new Snow Patrol song.
You know, for me, I'd class it as a grower. It's grown on me in a big way. I think it's going to be used on some kind of sad montage on television.
Yeah,
soon.
It's uplifting montage music, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's got Grey's Anatomy written all over it, hasn't it?
I love a sad soundtrack.
Yeah, you do,
I really do. I don't know why.
Okay.
She's adding to that soundboard all the time.
Yeah, it just keeps on growing. I've not got enough room left on my screen. I've not got enough buttons left for 5 words, 5 grand. It's coming up in 10 minutes. But right now, well, it's time to ask you to help me out. I want you to answer the following questions. So, with the kids going back to school after the, I want to say, 3-year-long summer holiday.
Yeah, that's how long it was.
What I'm asking you this morning is, how quickly after their return to school did it all go horribly wrong? And in what way? Was it, I don't know, 1 week? Was it just a day? Was it just an hour? Did little Jemima return to school without any shoes on? Let us know. The number is 81215. How quickly after their return to school did it all go horribly wrong, and in what way? A week, a day, an hour, as I say. It is 81215. 12, 15. We're going to pepper this morning's show with these, so get in touch right now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Five words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, 5 words, 5 grand. Where I've not been able to say this in a wee while, but the money is traditionally won on a Friday.
That is just a fact.
That is just a fact of the last few years. And playing this morning, we have Tom. Hello, Tom.
Morning.
Welcome along to the show. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm buzzing. Absolutely buzzing.
Absolutely buzzing. Cool. So, Tom, you don't mind me divulging the following piece of information because your partner, she is asleep right now. Would you like to tell the nation what you're going to do with the money if you win the £5,000 today?
If I am lucky enough to win, then I've been saving for an engagement ring, so that would definitely help.
Oh, lovely.
That really amps the pressure up on us.
It does, doesn't it? So this is a sliding doors moment. Will you win, one of you, Tom the money, and he'll have a happy life forever with his girlfriend, or will he die alone? It's entirely up to both of you.
There's always like Elizabeth Duke at Argos to fall back on, isn't there? Yeah.
Oh, you're not in hashtag spot with them now as well, are you?
No, not at all.
Okay, Tom, let's spin the random player generator and see whose shoulders are going to need to be broad enough to carry the responsibility of this round of 5 words, 5 grand.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice. Anna Geary.
Oh, yeah. It is Anna Geary. Okay, Anna, time to leave the studio. Here's your walkout music.
God bless the potholes.
God bless the potholes, the pothole indeed. Princess. Okay, Tom. Tom, I'm going to give you 5 words. You give me the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Anna Geary might give, because in about 10 minutes' time, I'm going to present Anna with the exact same 5 words. And if she says the same words as you, well, you can have that £5,000 towards the engagement ring. So, good luck, Tom.
Cool. Let's go.
Sister.
Brother.
Lovely.
Gold.
Silver.
Oh, yeah. Thought you'd go with ring there.
Church.
Wedding.
Are these words? I'm not making these up on the spot, by the way. This is trying to ramp up the tension.
Engagement.
Honey. No. Okay, you said wedding for church. Your next word. French.
Ooh.
French.
That's hard.
French. Braid.
Oh, lovely. French blade, very, very bright. Or French plait, yes, it's also known, isn't it? That's really good.
Yeah. And finally, Tom, the word is smart. S-M-A-R-T. Smart.
Phone.
Yes.
Oh. Ow. Okay, Tom, we've got your 5 words. Nicely handled, my friend. Please wait right there. The pothole princess is in play next.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
The Pothole Princess is now back in the studio. Tom has been waiting patiently on line one. It's time to try and win Tom £5,000 to put towards the engagement ring.
I don't know if
your girlfriend's woken up yet, so I'm keeping it all very quiet. And Tom, you might want to put on a different accent or something so she doesn't figure out. Actually, no, don't do that. Okay, so we've got 5 words. Tom, you ready to play?
Let's go.
Okay. Sister.
Brother.
Correct.
Yes.
Gold.
Silver.
Nice.
Also correct. Straight out the bat there.
Yeah.
2 out of 5. Very nice. Church.
Parish.
Matt's reacted like that's more of a curveball than it is, I think.
Really?
Never heard the like.
Church parish, yeah, parish church.
I guess.
Yeah,
we got church wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally read the room, Anna.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were we just talking about for 10 minutes?
And that's now not happening.
Well done.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I feel so guilty.
Sorry, Tom, you haven't won the money today. We'll do the other two words, though, just so we can add it to the stats.
Yeah,
French.
Spanish.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I took them both for A-levels.
I'll see your faction.
Emma took them A-levels, as we all know. It makes perfect sense.
French braid was a brilliant answer from Tom.
But you knew the obvious ones
straight
away.
French kiss, yeah.
French kiss, 100%.
Smart.
Stupid.
No,
I mean, I would have gone for speaker, but Tom went for phone, which is very respectable.
Right.
Brother, silver, parish, Spanish, stupid. What a set of words. Tom, it's been a delight having you on the show. Obviously, all jokes aside, we know that your lack of victory on Five Words, Five Grand isn't going to derail your wonderful plans for the future. So please do send our love to your girlfriend if you feel it appropriate. And thank you for tuning into the show on the main station. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you for having me on. Thank
nice you. One, Tom. Good luck with it all. This, of course, means we are going to be playing again on Monday morning. And if you'd like to have a go at Five Words, Five Grand, well, it's 0330-123-1215. Call us right now. As I say, it's 0330-123-1215.
Five Words, Five Grand.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning and we have carved out some of the show for you to answer the question, how quickly after your kids return to school did it all go horribly wrong and in what way? And joining us right now on line one, we have Paula. Hello, Paula.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, welcome along to the show. So it's not every day we receive a correspondence to the studio that contains the word hairtastrophe. So first of all, bravo on that. It's a first,
lovely.
So that's nice. So the hairtastrophe in question is your son's, I believe.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, my 9-year-old son. Which, by the way, on day one, I thought day one was the problem and where it had gone wrong because his dad had failed to get him his before school term haircut.
Oh, right, okay, so let's pause it there for a second, Paula, and let's take a moment, shall we, in front of the nation, to blame Joseph's dad, because he's really the one to blame here, isn't he?
He had all summer to book that in.
He could have done it. Yeah, I mean, how much of your life did it take up? What's his name?
His dad's name is Dominic Wynn.
Dominic, I told you, you can give both names. Oh,
yes.
Dominic. How much time out of your busy life does it take to take your son for a pre-new term school haircut? Huh? Does it, Dom? Are you happy now, Dom? Look what's happened. Oh, Dom.
In Dom's defence, there are quite long queues, aren't there?
Don't you dare defend Dom!
Just before school come back, it's rammed.
OK, so this is all Dominic's fault. We know that now. So, Paula, your son, as you say, he's 9 years old. His name is Joseph. He hasn't had his hair cut on the first day of school. So what happens after that?
So he gets through first day, no problem, goes to bed, wakes up the next morning, go in, realise I've just stood on some clumps of hair on the floor.
Okay.
So I'm like, Joseph, where's this hair come from? And he's like, my hair. He went, it was on the back of my neck a bit too much, so I just gave it a little trim.
Oh, no.
He cut his own hair in the middle of the night. Oh, no! How did he... Please tell me, and just for Dominic's sake, because I feel guilty about the Dominic thing now, please tell me he just trimmed the back a little bit. He didn't go any further than that, did he?
Uneven.
Well, he trimmed quite far up the back, so it had a kind of, like, cliff kind of... bowl cut effect.
Oh!
He did round the sides, through his ears. It was quite close to the skin as well, so it did look a bit like he'd been attacked by a cat.
There's a list of things that parents should never have to say out loud in what Paula just described there, wasn't it?
Wow.
So, I mean, does it at least look... cool. I mean, with one eye slightly closed, is it a bit hipster?
Like a skin fade.
Could he be a barista in Hoxton, London? I mean, could he be doing that?
Or a Peaky Blinder.
Could he be a Peaky Blinder? I mean, there's always that. It could be Cillian Murphy. Are there any plus sides to this homemade haircut?
No, it really wasn't. I mean, I had to attempt to kind of correct it myself with the only thing I had, which was like a little set of like beard trimmer kind of utensils.
Oh, no.
I thought, I can't leave it quite like this. And at which point, to be honest, I'll take this one. You know, I probably made it a bit worse. So at that point, he absolutely was not going to start looking like this.
Yeah. How did you make it work? From what you've described, how could you possibly have made it worse?
I just did. So it's quite hard to cut hair with beard trimmers. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. The clue's in the title of the device, really.
What do you do then? Do you just gel that little bad boy down and send him off to school?
Wear a hat for the day, you know, it's fine.
Well, we're quite lucky. So I live in a little village called Road, and we've got a little hair salon. So massive shout out, to be honest, to the ladies in there.
Oh, yes.
I popped in there at 9 a.m. I'd gone to the school quickly and just showed the people at reception, you know, give somebody else a bit of a giggle in the morning, let them see the hair,
so
this is why he's going to be a bit late.
Poor Joseph. parading around. Hey, we won't be cutting his own hair again.
So ran across the road to the hair salon. Unfortunately, this lovely lady who's about to get a haircut was like, he can go first.
Oh,
wow,
I love that. The local community gathering round for the hair tasher
of time of need.
Paula, it has been lovely speaking to you. I really hope Joseph enjoys the rest of his term ahead. And obviously, as we all know, I've got no feelings towards Dominic whatsoever. but thank you for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you very much. Have
Cheers,
a
good
day.
Paula. Bye now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. We're asking how quickly after their return to school did it all go horribly wrong and in what way? Obviously, we've just heard that epic tale from Paula. but this one starts with 15 mins. Just 15 minutes after return to school, it all went horribly wrong.
Quick.
We dropped my daughter Charlotte off for her first day at secondary school, left her behind and went for a celebratory breakfast.
Yes.
And got the call after 15 minutes saying she'd thrown up all over the playground and we had to come and pick her up.
No.
Poor Charlotte. Poor Charlotte. Justin's got in touch saying, hi, team. It's all gone wrong in the Moore household. The first day back at school was this Wednesday for our daughter Sienna, heading into year 11, big year to be heading into. It all began to unravel when I finished installing a new safety net on the trampoline.
Oh, dear.
Once I'd finished, the girls decided to give it a quick test run before the first day at school. Sadly, I hadn't done as good a job as I thought I had. Sienna hurt her ankle, and instead of going to day one of year 11, she spent the day in hospital having x-rays.
Oh, no.
And that is from Daddy Justin. Uh-oh.
Never trampoline before school.
No.
Yeah. Never, come on.
I mean, we've had the night before with the haircut, 15 minutes after drop-off, and now a safety net on a trampoline.
And you know what we're also finding? It's often the dad's fault, isn't it?
100%.
Yeah. There is a common theme.
Yeah.
100%.
So slap that.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where I want to take you back in time by a few weeks. It was a Wednesday, and I asked Glenn Moore if he wanted to hand in the cool badge. And this is what he told us on that fateful morning.
Katie's going to be working in France in a few weeks. She's going to be in Paris for a couple of weeks.
Wow.
And so I thought I'll go out and visit her. So I'm going to visit for a few days. And because she's going to be working during the day, I thought, well, I don't want to just be fully on my own. So a friend of mine who lives in France, I said, should we hang out in that time and do some fun stuff? And so we've committed to it, and he has now dropped out. And it'd be fine if it was like the Louvre or something like that. Yeah. I'm going to Disneyland.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Going to
what
Disneyland.
What is it with you being on roller coasters?
I know. I've done Pleasure Beach before. This is different, though.
The log flume at Legoland.
I promise, I'm not trying to negotiate my way into these. The single rider queue is excellent.
Yeah. I like the way you're escalating the kind of standard of park you're at as well.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good.
amazing.
Mickey's autograph on my own. Yeah. It'd be nice to speak to a French Baloo.
So Katie can't, like, she obviously
she's working during the day. So I'll see her in the evening, she'll be like, how's your day been? And I'll be like, Space Mountain was very good. Yeah, I had a wonderful time.
It's been goofy.
I got to go on it 3 times because I was on my own.
We had dinner with Elsa. It was amazing.
So that was Glenn handing in his cool badge a few weeks ago. Well, today is the day.
As he's there now.
After Glenn finished the news and sport yesterday, he went off to Paris. And he's there as we speak. And I am intrigued to know what a 6'3" stand-up comedian gets up to when he's on his own in Disneyland Paris. So much so that I've messaged Glenn and he's going to come on the show next. I can't wait to find out how he's getting on, and you can too. As I say, Glenn Moore, live from Disneyland Paris.
On his own.
And the full tragedy of all of that is on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning, and as promised, it is time to cross live to Paris and speak to Glenn Moore. Morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Good morning, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
First time call, a long time to play.
So, Glenn, we've already established that you weren't supposed to be at Disneyland Paris on your own. Circumstances thrust this upon you. Is there any excitement, or do you feel like the tragic figure that many people are going to view you as today?
I feel fine about it. I sought some reassurance from a friend of mine who used to work at Disney World every summer. And I said, is what I'm doing weird? And he said, would you believe it? He said, the majority of people at Disney World Florida are people on their own. And I said, really? And he said, no.
So, how's your day panning out? Because have you got a little itinerary that you've put together?
A little itinerary. Thanks to the Hypebeast Womble's recommendation, I've got tickets to the two parks, the Magic Kingdom and sort of Universal Studios. So I'll be sitting between the two. That's all I know. Other than that, I'm going to pick up a map the second I'm there. And just try and keep a low profile.
Yeah, which is difficult to do, isn't it?
Any meet and greets planned?
Yeah.
You got any princesses in mind?
I've got my autograph book with me. So yeah, I can't wait to meet a French Baloo.
We've got some timings for you here. Obviously, you're an hour ahead of us in Paris from UK time. Big Thunder Mountain. There's only a 5-minute queue for that at the moment.
Yeah, get down there. Straight there.
What about Dumbo the Flying Elephant? Again, just a 5-minute queue time at the moment.
Again, that's where it borders on sinister. I've got to go for the rides that are the ones for the thrill seekers. You know, I can't be doing It's a Small World after all and stuff like that.
Well, apparently, the Ratatouille adventure, by the way, the Ratatouille only got a 5-minute queue. Guest may get splashed, may frighten younger guests as well. So there is a warning on that one, Glenn, so look out.
I will look out. Thank you very much. This is fast turning out to be one of the most tragic holidays I've been on, because I went out at first. I thought it was going to be a nice romantic weekend because my wife's out there working, and that's the idea. And then when I got to the hotel, she said, oh, just so you know, the hotel are really funny about people bringing guests here, so they can't know you're here. So I've been stuck up in the room like a stowaway, and she's going down for breakfast on her own and just like bringing up items of toast for me.
Sneaking her food. Oh, wow. Only bringing flat breakfast food so she can slide under the door.
I feel like a fugitive who's going to Disneyland.
You're like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
That's wow.
And on that note, Glenn, have a fabulous time at Disneyland Paris on your own. I think it's brilliant that you've gone. I would have done exactly the same thing for what it's worth. Give it up for Glenn Moore. Glenn's back on the show Monday morning.
Have a magical day.
Say hi to Elsa for me.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. I sincerely hope the no-repeat guarantee is treating you well. Of course, this means you're going to hurtle into that weekend without hearing the same song twice. And that is a guarantee. And we stop momentarily for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
Extra!
Where I believe you're going to show off your linguistic skills for us this morning, Matt.
Not mine, but a clip that's been shared far and wide this week is about the confusing and wonderful world of the French language and how many words sound virtually exactly the same, but they mean very different things. And it's a clip using Google Translate, and as you'll hear, a lot of the words are pronounced ton.
Yon. Ton. Tuna. Ton. Mowing. Ton. Uncle. Ton ton. Your uncle mows your tuna.
No wonder I got an E at GCSE.
Yeah,
makes perfect sense now.
It wasn't your fault, Dave.
It wasn't my fault.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And just like that, we reached the end of another edition of The Breakfast Show. And of course, as always, I want to thank you for tuning in. If you're not tuning in, it's utterly pointless. But it has been a great show, and you can listen back on demand in the free Rayo app, or, of course, you can go grab yourself the latest edition of the Daily Podcast. Lacks a name. You're going to need a name, Matt.
Yes, what have
we got? Podcast naming bell rang. I'm not an advent calendar, Matt. This tram slaps. There's always Elizabeth Duke at Argos. Parish, I've never heard the like. I see you're French and I raise you Spanish. Hairtastrophe.
Wow.
Gel that little bad boy down and send him off to school. And the lonely Disneyland stowaway.
Oh, poor little Glenn.
Poor little
He'll
Glenn.
He'll be there now having the time of his life.
On the teacups with his knees up round his ears.
Oh, amazing. Well, I mean, Hairtastrophe was an amazing moment on the show, obviously.
Lovely.
This tram slaps, the guys from the Beamish Museum, the excellent work. But I think maybe the way you... Your advice on how to fix a bad haircut was gel that little bad boy down and send him off to school.
That's it. The final podcast of the week has been named. Get it wherever you get your pods. Or, as I say, not only is this show, but so many other shows and documentary and bespoke playlists and all that stuff available for you right now in the free Rayo app. Available for you next, Leona Graham. She's going to be here with the Tea Break Trivia, and she'll tell you how we guarantee to have a winner on Make Me a Winner, and the money today is £100,000. As for us, we'll be back on Monday from 6 a.m, where I'm pleased to say we're going to be joined by a very special guest. All will be revealed. So until then, enjoy your weekend. Stay safe, stay entertained.